Welcome into the Cap'n J Hood Morning Show here on ESPN 1000. And we're streaming on the ESPN Chicago app with the bestest man in Northbrook, Jesse Rogers. And for Cap, I'm Jay Hood. 312-332-ESPN, 332-3776 is our phone number. Good morning, Twitch, twitch.tv/ESPN1000 Chicago. That's where you can watch our show and all the shows here on ESPN 1000. It's a lot of them. Black and Abdallah, Carmen and Yurko into the White Sox. Then it's Bears Weekly with Joniak and Thayer at 6. And then Bears Weekly Overtime with Shane Norling and Tyler Aki as they reveal the Chicago Bears and NFL schedule. The schedule releases tonight, Jesse, and nothing beats the NFL, man. I mean, schedule release, people will be watching to find out how they could schedule their trips or when their games will fall, what time they will be. It just shows you the market in the NFL is paramount and bigger than anything else in sports.
And some news out of baseball illustrates that today. Amazing. We haven't even gotten to the official release of the entire schedule, but we know opening night, the 7th of September, the Lions will play at the Chiefs.
Yeah.
And that is impacting the White Sox and the Royals, who are playing in Kansas City at the same time. That game, White Sox and Royals, were supposed to play Thursday, September 7th at 1:10 in the afternoon.
My birthday.
Oh, happy birthday.
Yeah.
And the Lions and Chiefs will be playing that night. But not only are they saying, no, you're not going to play at 1:10 in the afternoon that day, you're not even going to play baseball that day. They took a Major League game and moved it to earlier in the week. You know, they both were off on Monday. They were going to play Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Yeah.
Now that series is Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. The Royals will be off on Thursday. Pretty amazing.
All right.
To move a day.
I need you to do a little digging.
Yeah.
Could you ask if Major League Baseball decided to sidestep that, or did the NFL make a call? Get the hell out of the way. We're coming into town.
I wonder if the Royals just wanted to do it to avoid a mess over there. The stadiums are near each other, and maybe draw more fans on the Monday instead of the Thursday. Now, they had to get permission from the White Sox.
Okay. So for me, if I'm the Royals, I like that as a fan. I'd like that as a doubleheader.
Right, sure, for sure.
A little day baseball, drinking all day, and then go to the football game. I'd like that as an all-day thing in Kansas City if I was going.
Right. Now, the stadiums are right next to each other, right?
Yeah.
So maybe they never do that because of parking and things like that.
1:20, 4 o'clock, get out of there. 4:30, here comes the tailgate for
the... Oh, I love the idea. I just wonder if... So why aren't they doing it then? It's not like the game times were at the same time.
I think you nailed it, though. I think what you just said is clear out the stadium.
Yeah.
Clear out the area. So that way the Chief fan can get in there. Because the difference between the Chiefs and most teams, they'll tailgate all overnight.
That thing's
into the next day.
Early, right.
Wednesday morning, they'll start rolling the RVs in there. And you can start tailgating, cooking there. And then, like college football, they'll be there all day.
I mean, if you're a Kansas City fan, if you want to call us and let us know or tweet at us, do they do that where either there's football during the day, baseball at night, or vice versa? Do they ever do that back-to-back, or can it not can the area not contain it? You know, the traffic, everything else. I don't know. I have no idea the answer. All I know is football forced baseball to move their day, you know?
That's amazing. I think it's because, and because I've seen this before, the Kansas City Chief fan will roll in like a college football Saturday and tailgate, stay there all night, and then get ready for the game, be fully croisened, and then go into the stadium. That shows you the power of the NFL. It's one thing for Jesse and I to say it, but when you hear what Jesse has just put out there, where the Royals and the Sox, and what would that draw, 8,000, maybe 7,000?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because the Royals are terrible and the Sox are bad right now.
Yeah.
So that's the power of the NFL. And when people say, why do you guys talk so much Bears? Why do you talk so much NFL? It's because there's a spike every time that we talk about the Bears. There's a spike when we talk about the NFL because it's the king of sports. I'm saying this as a college football fan. I know that's the case. So I just think that that's fascinating.
I'm not sure. I've heard of moving a start time. I'm not sure I've ever seen months ahead of time moving the day.
Yeah.
Instead of Thursday, we're going to play this game Monday. Now, luckily, both teams are off Monday.
Yeah.
They absolutely had to get permission, I'm sure, from the Sox. I think they did. I don't think you could just tell the Sox, but for all I know, Major League Baseball said, no, you guys are playing Monday. We're not going to interfere with that. I don't know how the mechanics of it. Something I could probably find out.
I think they're clearing the parking lot.
It's got to be
in the whole area, just so the trucks can move in there. And it's
barbecues,
like,
everything.
It ain't like the Royals are going to interrupt anything. If you're a Royals fan on that same day, excuse me. I'm sorry. Pardon me. I'm just going to drive around. Okay, Chiefs fan. Okay. Because there's no one going.
Yeah.
It's the Royals.
But for a fan, if you're a fan of both the Royals and Chiefs, that'd be a fun day.
Absolutely.
Just walk across the parking lot to the other stadium.
As a Sox fan, that would be good for me to go see the Sox on the road in Kansas City.
And then go see Chiefs and Lions.
I can go to the barbecue places. I can go to the Negro League Museum. Glenn Kuiper.
Oh, boy.
I can be able to go to those places.
Still suspended, I think. Right?
Yeah. Jeez. So I could go to those places and have a good time. See how easy I did that, Kipe? Very easy.
Very easy, right. Yeah. I just don't know. Have they ever done that? Do they do that? Is that just
probably.
They can't handle the traffic and everything else?
Yeah. So I look forward to it, my friend. I think it's interesting to see what the schedule is going to look at. We know the opponents, but exactly how will they be laid out?
I'd like to know the White Sox record on that day. If you could tell me what that's going to be.
Jesse, I think we know.
10 under, 10 over,
Jesse.
30 under. What is it?
I think we know. I think we'll know.
I want to know how many players are left on the roster and in the front office. At that point.
Oh, man. That's a tough one, man.
I'm sure the front office will be intact, to be honest.
Yeah. Well, as far as I know, right?
White Sox.
I mean, I think when it comes to the White Sox, I always remember one thing.
Tune in.
Yeah, you got to tune in. Find out.
The next cut you have to get is at the end of last year where they said how painful that season was. And that was 81-81.
Yeah, I know.
There's a couple cuts there. No one felt it more than we did, how painful it was. Well, what are you feeling now?
It's tough. A lot of pain. So let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Will any of your family members go to the Bears games this year that do you know of? Will go to Soldier Field or go on the road?
Only myself. I don't think any other family. Maybe I'll take my kid, my son, but nobody else. That's it.
But not on the road yet. Green Bay?
I've never gone to a road game, so I have to think about that after the Major League Baseball playoffs are over. But if it's November, I'm going somewhere south if they play south. I'm sorry.
It sounds like Tampa.
I'm one
then.
Of those guys. Yeah, I'll go to Tampa. Right.
That sounds like fun.
Yeah, I'm not going to. I don't know where would they play outdoors in
the south or the south?
No,
the northeast.
Northeast. Yeah, I'm not going.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just fascinated by the growth of the NFL under Roger Goodell.
Yeah.
I think
every books are written on this stuff.
It is just amazing, Jess. And I know that for longtime guys like you and I, it sounds ridiculous, right? Oh, it's just a schedule release. We see it all the time. We used to see it in the papers as kids. Like, here comes the NFL schedule, Major League Baseball, the whole thing, NHL. But, I mean, it's so big that people want to know from a gambling standpoint, and a travel standpoint, why, that isn't this important. And again, from the Bears also, it when you look at the schedule when it comes out, Jesse, it's going to be like, okay, when we look at the flow of the schedule,
yes,
does this look like six wins?
Yeah,
exactly. Does this look like seven wins?
I think the flow of the schedule is important. Yeah. I really do. I mentioned this earlier in the show. When it comes to baseball, I'm always a schedule guy. Where can a run happen or where can things go south on a team because of the schedule? I think it works that way in football. Not always, because anybody can beat anybody. Probably in football more than any as much as any sport, I should say. And you look at the pockets. Can they go on a little run these 4 weeks?
Yeah.
Because the other teams aren't very good and or the other teams are going through some bad scheduling of their own.
Shay, is there any leaks that you could tell us about? I know that he was looking at the Green Bay schedule and that the Packers will be on primetime five times, and this is before the schedule maker didn't know if Aaron Rodgers is going to go to the Jets or not.
Is five like the max, probably, something like that?
And
close to it.
And it's four too many.
So the Bears have to be on probably five. Everyone loves the Bears, right?
No. So Bears, Packers, maybe once.
We know it's not week one. It's at 3:25.
Right. Because
it could be week 18, though, or 17, whatever it is.
It's 18. The last game they're playing, right?
Yeah.
That's the rumor.
Yep.
Bears, Packers, the last game of the regular season.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that could be a Sunday night affair.
Shay, any other new leaks that you were saying? Because you mentioned the Packers earlier.
Yeah, we had like a look at kind of the entire Packers schedule reportedly. I want to stress, like, nothing's official, obviously. We do have the Jets and Bills will open the season in New York on Monday Night Football. So Rodgers' first appearance as a Jet will be in New York on primetime. And the other thing that's come out is the Patriots are going to honor Tom Brady at the home opener. It'll be week 2 against the Dolphins.
They're going to honor him as he's suiting up? Is that how it's going to work?
That's how I looked at this. Because the phrasing in all of the tweets I've seen, like I think Rappaport put it out, Pelissero put one out, was Tom Brady will return to, or they'll like welcome him back to Gillette week two. And
Exactly.
And you're playing the Dolphins. Right, right. He's going to be the quarterback of the Dolphins.
I hope it happens. I hope to God it happens. Because Tom Brady, even today, doesn't know what to do with his career. It's funny because
he doesn't know what to do in himself at this point, it sounds like.
Brett Favre went through the same thing.
Yeah.
Brett could not, they had to get him off the field. He kept saying, I'm going to retire. Played for Minnesota, played for the Jets after his time with the Packers. They could not get him off the field. It's hard, man.
I'm trying to put myself back to last season. Did his skill set decline in a major way, or the team around him declined as much as he did? What was your snapshot of Brady last year?
Yes.
All of that?
He went from great to just above average.
Above average.
Yeah.
And the team was kind of bad around him, too.
Yeah. Albert Breer tweeting that this could be also a number retirement and a statue unveiling. Like, clearly, there's no way could go over the top in honoring Brady.
Yeah, they're not just going to have him wave at halftime. They're doing something big.
Is Belichick going to speak? Oh, God. That could be bad.
Let's hope not.
Oh, so boring.
Yeah.
So boring.
He's going to refuse comment. Honoring Tom Brady, I have no comment.
Man. So I understand why Shay, and again, Shay and Tyler are going to be on tonight at 7 for the Bears and the NFL scheduled release. I understand why Shay would be excited, because this sets up his bets. He can look at the schedules and then also circle big games.
The lines aren't out yet.
He's got a back door.
We're going to guess them. So they'll come out once the schedule gets released, DraftKings, whoever, FanDuel, they'll all put the lines up. And I think what we're going to do is I'm going to see how close I can get on all of the opening week games.
That's good. Well, I started with Lions-Chiefs, and you said 5.5.
I believe that one, I believe I know, because it was spoiled for me a little bit. I think it's already been lined at 6.5. So I was close.
Yeah, that makes sense. 7 or less for those upstart Lions.
I believe the Lions are going to be good, but if they're not, oh, my God.
Take that.
Yeah. Oh, my God, right? All right, 312-332-3776 is our telephone number. All right, coming up, we will talk about Giannis Antetokounmpo. But it's not what you think. It's not about his basketball prowess or whether or not he's great. We're not doing an MVP conversation. Giannis has stepped out on social media several times. Is he okay? Is he doing too much? We'll talk about it next with Jesse Rogers in for Cap. I'm Jay Hood, Cap and Jay Hood on Chicago's Home for Sports.
Cap and Jay Hood are back.
Just when I thought I was out, they pull me back in.
On Chicago's Home for Sports, ESPN Chicago.
Cap and Jay Hood on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app. Jesse Rogers is in for Cap. 312-332-3776 is our telephone number. Hi, Scott.
Hey.
What's happening?
Tell us, Scott, what's going on in Kansas City?
It'd be a cool idea if they played the games at the same time or the same day. But some of the premium parking for the Chiefs games is right there in Royals parking lot, and too close. And you're right, the tailgating is amazing up there, as Hoodie said. And the Chiefs fans wouldn't go for that. You know, they need to get in there early. They're going to probably start tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Wait a minute. They're tomorrow.
Right. Yes.
So Scott from Springfield, Missouri, listening on the ESPN Chicago app, tells you like the premium parking, and it's like college football, man. Tailgating, getting in there and really have fun with the Chiefs,
and make as much money as you can.
Yeah, no question. That's what it's the bottom line is, right?
Yep.
So Jesse, Giannis Antetokounmpo. If I say Giannis, you say
freak.
Okay.
Right? What great?
I don't know. I don't know his sexual exploits. I don't know anything about that. I think that's very odd that you went there. I mean, I would imagine with that size, I mean, I could imagine he's already got a kid or two. I mean, I just... No.
As a player.
Yeah, as a player. Okay. Well, you got to... you're a journalist. You got to put it out there. I didn't know what you meant.
At least they're Greek in front of it. God.
He's a freak. Interesting. Didn't know you knew him that well. I just look at it like this. So Giannis is a great basketball player. There's no doubt. I don't see him as kind of like the AAU type of era basketball player, at least initially, that he'd say, I don't like Milwaukee. Trade me right now. That's not who he's been.
He's never said that.
He has taken Milwaukee and is like, I love the small town feel. I don't feel like I got to go to New York, Chicago, Los Angeles, Dallas, Bay Area to show what I can do to try to chase a ring. He's already got one in Milwaukee. And there was all this speculation, like, he's not going to stay there for a long haul. And he's been there for quite a while here. But there's a fight for respect for Giannis. And he does, I don't think he needs to. But there's a video out there. And if you remember Giannis, the whole rant that he had after the Bucks as a one seed lost to an eight seed, the Miami Heat, where he's just like, you know, there is no failure in sports. You know, the question was, do you feel like the season is a failure as a one seed losing to an eight seed? I don't think it's a failure, he said. And that was controversial.
Right.
They say there's no failure in sports. There is a mashup with Giannis and the late Kobe Bryant. Not saying that Kobe's saying it now, but just some of his previous comments, right? Steps to success. This is a video that's out there on social media.
There's no failure in sports.
Seriously, what does failure mean? It doesn't exist.
You know, there's good days, bad days. Some days you are able to be successful, some days you're not.
Because, you know, if I fail today, okay, I'm going to learn something from that failure, and I'm going to try again on Tuesday.
And that's what sports about. You don't always win.
The story continues. So if you fail on Monday, the only way it's a failure on Monday is if you decide to not progress from that.
So 50 years from 1971 to 2021 that we didn't win a championship, it was 50 years of failures? No, it was not. It was steps to it.
So to me, that's why failure is not existing.
It's not a failure. It's steps to success.
Now, you listen to that very closely, and it's as if Giannis took his cues from Kobe Bryant. I remember the quotes from Kobe because there was some lean years or some underachieving years for the Lakers with Kobe, if you recall this, right?
Mm-hmm.
To the point where Kobe was actually interested in being a Bull. I remember doing the show here with Sean Salisbury. This is when Kobe was trying to do his rehab tour after everything that happened Colorado, right? And so he was doing that sports radio tour, and he said he brought his family and he brought his agent to Chicago, and they were looking at houses and schools because they were interested in, he was interested in playing for the Bulls. It was like, what?
Yeah. I mean,
you know, because there was a disconnect between Kobe and the Lakers. That's a long story. But you hear that soundbite. No one went after Kobe and said, oh, you say failure doesn't exist? It doesn't? People believed in Kobe. But what Giannis says in 2023,
there's no reason to be critical of him. We're talking about two different things. Yes, you can say it's a failure when you don't win a championship. Well, 29 other teams don't win it. That's one thing. But I understand what he's saying. Anybody with any sort of understanding of athletes and sports understands what he's saying. It's two different things almost. By definition, it's a failure because you didn't win a championship. But there's other ways to define your season and yourself. The athletes don't just define it black and white like that, a success or failure. And he's right. Only one team's left standing every year. So I feel like it's when we have these conversations, it's almost like talking about two different things.
What, so do you feel that the Bucks season is a failure? Because there was going to be the favorite or going to win the championship this year based on its roster composition. Do you feel that that was a failed season for them?
It's a failed season for them.
Yes.
It's a failed season for them, but
I agree with that
doesn't mean they're all failures or whatever. You know what I mean? I just feel like it's two different arguments. In other words, I say it's a failed season for them, but I also agree with everything that Giannis said. Can both those things be true?
Yes.
Yeah.
And Kobe also said this.
Well, I mean, the goal was to win a championship. You know, it wasn't to win MVP or anything like that. It was to win a championship. So, you know, from that aspect, we failed.
Yeah, see, that's one thing. Mm-hmm. But the things that Giannis, he's right and Giannis is right. So I just feel like it's two different things that we're discussing.
In today's sports society, and again, fans are different than players. Like, for instance, we bring Alex Brown in here or Lance Briggs or someone else and say, hey, when you guys fell short against the Colts in the Super Bowl, was that a failed season? We asked him that question, Alex Brown. He said it was not a failed season. He says we failed to reach our goal, but he didn't find the season to be a failure against the Colts in Miami in the Super Bowl. And I thought, okay, so if your goal ultimately is to win the Super Bowl, he doesn't see it as a failure. In my eyes, you failed to reach your goal. But they feel like, yeah, we failed today, but doesn't mean that's who
exactly.
we are tomorrow.
I think that's the best way to put it. We failed today. It's like if we have a bad show, we failed today.
Yeah.
But we think we do a pretty good job in general. So most days we don't fail.
Yeah.
They failed that day. But they certainly didn't fail the week before in the playoffs and the week before that and during the regular season and in the offseason when they're working out. See, that's the thing. So when we talk about this thing so flippantly, these guys are working their butts off at the highest level. And, yeah, they came up short in that moment. But it's not even an argument to say we lost in the Super Bowl, so it's a failed season. Come on. That's ridiculous.
Speaking of failure, there's a failure also in the NBA, and that's not Giannis. It is Chicago's own Anthony Davis. He fails to stay healthy.
Street clothes.
Street clothes is his name. The reason why? Because you always see him in street clothes.
No doubt.
Anthony Davis, Jesse Rogers. Let me tell you about Anthony Davis. I want you to go through the amount of Chicago basketball legends that you've booked or interviewed or talked to over the years. And it's a lot.
It's a lot.
It's a lot of people.
Yeah.
And it starts with like Isaiah Thomas.
Yeah, yeah. Garrett.
That you had dinner with, that you've talked to, that you've had a relationship with. And I'm just wondering, is Anthony Davis ever in your top 30 of all the people that you've talked to? I mean, there's a lot. You got Hershey Hawkins.
By the time Anthony came around, I wasn't really involved in the NBA or doing booking or anything like that. But I know what you mean.
But still, think of all the legends that you've talked to and that you booked and that you've interviewed. And then, there's Anthony Davis.
Now, I'd say a career that has not been maximized.
Brother, let me just tell you something.
Yeah.
For a guy with his size, and he came out of not a great basketball powerhouse, he came from Perspectives. And it's not Simeon, it's not King High School of the Years or some of the powerhouses downstate. He came from Perspectives. And he has this size, and he gets to the NBA, and he plays for the Lakers. Played for New Orleans, the Lakers. Yeah. Brother, he just can't stay healthy. And so it adds on to the mystique of, God, this guy is just broken. He's like the game operation. You hit it on the side, the nose, turns red. Yesterday, another broken bone for Anthony Davis. Now, he gets into a little bit of a little physical move there with Kevon Looney. He gets hit on the temple, and he goes down, and he's a little woozy. And he's taken to the back. And so he's being helped to the back, and instead of walking across the court to the, to the locker room, he goes to a small room, and he has someone put him in a wheelchair, and he's wheeled over to a room. A wheelchair. Now, again, you have a concussion. You could be helped off. Someone holds your arm or whatever. He's in a wheelchair. Jesse. Now, this is not like Paul Pierce, who had the poops and had to be in a wheelchair because he had to take a poop. Okay, that's even worse, right?
Right.
All right. So this is a guy like Anthony Davis, who's often injured, who is glass man, having to be taken off in a wheelchair because he got hit in the temple. And so Shaq and Barkley and Ernie Johnson and Kenny Smith, they're just kind of laughing at AD having to leave the game because he was in a wheelchair. They could not contain the laughter. Listen very closely to the crumpled paper.
Yo, game six. These guys, man. I know what they're about.
I think I do too, but what are you laughing about?
You know what they're laughing
about. I'm laughing at Chuck.
I know what they're laughing at. Shaq, you understand?
Shaq is over there crumbling up paper. That's why I was laughing. Oh.
I'm
laughing at Chuck.
Come on, tell the truth. They understand.
Come on, man. Stop it, man.
Ernie, don't let us go there.
Because if we go there, it'll never stop. It'll never stop.
Ernie, we need to go to that next game quickly.
No, we don't.
Oh, man.
I'm laughing at Chuck.
Give me your takeaway from the game, Chuckster.
There's nothing points in the first half. You're not kidding. What are you doing? I'm fixing my seat. I'm fixing my seat.
What is kidding?
I'm fixing my seat.
What? I did not do that.
You're fixing your seat.
I did not do that. Fixing my seat.
Man, guys, come on now.
Hey, come on, man.
It's 1 o'clock in the morning, Eastern. And they're trying their best not to make fun of Anthony Davis, but you can hear the crumpling of the paper, meaning the crumpling of the body of Anthony Davis. So soft that he needed a wheelchair from what was supposed to be a concussion. And come find out, Shay, there was no concussion there. They did the test, right?
This is also just classic Anthony Davis, where the game's getting a little sideways and you're hurt. And then you go out of the game and, they'll come back and they'll probably end up winning the series. But AD is a guy, every time things get a little sideways, there's a phantom injury. Am I wrong?
No, you're not
that
wrong.
That is correct, sir.
You're not wrong. Do they win the series, Jay Hood?
Yeah, I'm sure they will. But you always give the champs, the Golden State Warriors, the benefit of the doubt, but it's just like, the whole thing with Anthony Davis, man, the Lakers can't go anywhere without him. You know it's his team, right?
Of course.
I know LeBron's the marquee name, right. But ultimately it's on Anthony. But, I mean, a guy that's injured so much, yeah. Jesse.
Let me tell you a quick story. So a colleague in Bristol a few years ago is in one of these crazy expensive fantasy drafts.
Yes.
And it's what he called, I never even heard of it before then, an all-world draft, meaning it's a fantasy league for all the sports at the same time.
Yeah.
And so he was taking Anthony Davis first overall. Now, this is like a half decade ago or longer. God. First overall above any hockey player, any baseball player, any other basketball player, because that's remember, that's when Anthony Davis came to be, thought he was going to dominate. It's never gotten to that point because of all the things you guys are talking about.
Oh, I'm hurt. Oh, my neck.
I just, what happened to the big man?
Exactly.
Either Dwight Howard or him. Whatever happened to the dominant big man?
I guess they've become soft big men.
I mean, even with Joel Embiid being the MVP, he's been often injured a lot, too. It is amazing. He hits the floor like 18 times in a game. Just like, it's a shame, man. Shout out to Chicago's own Anthony Davis. And I love the crumpling of the paper, meaning that he's so soft.
He better be ready next game, because next game's the big one.
God, Jesse.
Right? If it goes to 7, forget about it. I'm taking Steph.
I'm feeling a little faint. Could you get a wheelchair for me? Just give me a wheelchair.
Roll you out.
Just roll me out. Shay, open that door for me. Just wheel me out of here, because I'm feeling faint. I have a spell. Jeez. Former White Sox outfielder Bo Jackson is having a procedure.
He's in the news.
Oh, yeah. Wait until you hear about the procedure that he's going through. If you're a Bo Jackson fan, I think that you'll enjoy the story. That's coming up next on Cap and Jay Hood.
Here's today's headlines with Cap and Jay Hood.
Good morning, Chicago. The White Sox, they lost to the Kansas City Royals 9-1 yesterday. Lance Lynn, 9 hits and 7 runs over 5 innings. Season ERA now to 7.51. They'll look to split the series against the Royals today, 12:30 pregame right here on the home of the White Sox, ESPN 1000. The Cubs avoided a sweep by the last-place Cardinals with a 10-4 victory. Justin Steele, 6 innings, 7 hits, 3 runs, a season ERA of 1.82. He joins Clayton Kershaw with 6 winners so far this season with a 6-0 record. The Knicks and Warriors both held off elimination as the Knicks beat the Heat 112-103 behind Jalen Brunson's 38 points. The Warriors beat the Lakers 121-106. Curry led all scoring with 27 points. Jay Moore.
Follow Chicago's Home for Sports on Twitter at ESPN 1000. Cap and Jay Hood are back on ESPN Chicago. Chicago's Home for Sports.
Cap'n Jay Hood on Chicago's Home for Sports, ESPN 1000. Jesse Rogers in for Cap. Don't forget, we crosstalk with Bleck and Abdallah coming up at 10 o'clock. We got Carmen Yurko at 12, right into White Sox baseball. They take on the Royals. Afterwards, it'll be Waddle and Sylvie. Then Jeff Joniak and Tom Thayer with the Bears Weekly Show. And then we have our schedule release show with Shay and Tyler starting at 7, right here on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app. Okay, so Bo Jackson is having a procedure. If you are as a White Sox fan, let me tell you, and you remember this era very well, Jesse, like to have a two-sport athlete in this city when the Sox were hot, right, changed the uniforms into kind of a Raiders look.
Yeah.
It's kind of what Kenny Williams wanted, a tougher look. After all those years of different colors for the White Sox, they locked in on a black and white color, and Bo Jackson was part of that. You're talking about Tim Raines and Ellis Burks and Blackjack McDowell and Robin Ventura and Frank. Like, that 93 team was amazing. And then to think that in that era, early 90s, and then Bo Jackson being part of it as well, pretty strong. So he still lives in the area, right? Burr Ridge?
Mm-hmm.
Still live in the area?
I think that's right.
He's kind of become the white whale, quite frankly. I'd love for, like, Bo Jackson to have a sit-down.
I bet after this thing, he's more willing to do it. Okay. After what he's about to go through.
Shay Norling, what is the latest on Bo Jackson and his procedure?
He's having a procedure done to take care of his chronic hiccups.
Yeah, his hips have needed repair for a long time.
No. Hiccups. What? Hiccups.
Hiccups.
Yeah. He's had hiccups for 10 months.
brother.
No way. Seriously, that's a thing? You can have chronic hiccups?
Does he not have water at the crib?
Right.
I mean, that usually takes care of the hiccups, right?
Have any of you guys ever heard this before?
Chronic Bo Jackson hiccups? Says he smelled the ass of a porcupine to try to cure his year-long hiccup hell.
That's not even a known cure, but someone told him to try it.
They smell the backside of a porcupine.
Yeah. There's some great quotes here in this New York Post piece. I'm getting a medical procedure done the end of this week, I think, to try to remedy it. I'm busy at the hospital, sitting up with the doctors poking me, shining lights down my throat, probing me every way they can to find out why I've got these hiccups.
If it was April 1st, I would not believe this. I would not believe this.
That is...
He missed the statue dedication for Frank Thomas because of the hiccups. He says, I've done everything. Scare me, drink water upside down, smell the ass of a porcupine. It doesn't work.
So you're telling me for over a year, all day long, when he's awake at least, he's been hiccuping? That's been happening?
Yeah. So how do you sleep with that? Don't you feel like you're choking? If you're laying down and you're hiccuping and you're doing that, you're like...
Yeah, how do you even fall asleep? Like, I'm assuming maybe he doesn't do it in his sleep, but how do you even fall asleep?
So if you have a hiccup, don't you feel like, because I think you stop breathing after a while, right? I mean, after a hiccup, it's like, because it's a pause, right? Think about it. Hiccup, and so then you stop breathing for a second.
Oh, man. That is wild.
For 10 months? Put me under, brother.
How is that even, right? How do you function at all?
No.
But how do you sleep is my first question.
Well, right.
You know?
Right.
Is it going on while you're sleeping? Does it stop while you're sleeping? It starts when you wake up again? I have questions for Bo.
So I think that'd be a good interview, though.
It would be.
I think his interviews would be a lot better now with the hiccups.
Bo knows hiccups.
He's beaten stuttering and hiccups.
Yeah, exactly.
Bo knows.
And he cured both.
Right.
Why not?
Right.
God almighty.
Wow.
Have you ever had that? 312-332-3776, our phone number.
I've never heard of it before.
No. Chronic hiccups, no. That's a new one on me. Okay, so there's got to be something. Okay, well, there's, you know, I was going, Jay Moore, I was hoping that there'd be like a sponsorship opportunity for Bo, but I don't know, like, what's on the market? There's nothing in the market.
I was thinking about the same thing. Spokesperson for what exactly?
Nothing. There is no like
for this medical procedure.
Maylox?
Maylox. Did you say Maylox? A stomach issue? That's not it. He doesn't have indigestion.
It's got to be something gastro, you know, something inside of him.
You're out of your mind.
Wait, we got some people on the line that have. I don't know if they've had chronic, but this guy says he's had it for 4 days.
All right, let's go to Steven in Bucktown on ESPN 1000 on Cap and Jay Hood. Good morning, Steve.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Great conversation. I heard this thing about Bo Jackson yesterday. Actually, my grandfather, he had chronic hiccups, and it was no joke, man. The only thing that gave him like any solace for years was drinking aloe vera juice, and it's really not good.
Okay,
but it's not. No, my mom used to sell aloe vera products, so I get it, and she would actually recommend juice for anything. Anything, so I get it. But that's the only thing. Did it ever go away for him?
No, I mean, you know what? I'm 50. I mean, he's been gone for a long time. But as long as I can remember, Grandpa always had hiccups. always, and always had gallons of aloe vera juice.
Was he a drinker, Steve?
Yeah, you know, he liked to tip a little Johnny Walker, you know, but you know, and hit the Swisher Sweets, but you know, that was his thing.
Swisher Sweets, a West Side staple.
Because I'm thinking, if you have the hiccups, usually it's just like someone's, you know, been drinking too much,
right?
You know, that kind of thing, right? My God! So he says he's been gone for a while, but a little Swisher Sweets, a little drink every now and then, a little Johnny Walker. But he said, I mean, that's hard to deal with. Shiv's outside. 312-332-3776 is our phone number. Jimmy in Oak Brook on ESPN 1000. Good morning, Jimmy.
Hey, good morning, guys. So, true story. Back in the early 90s, I was mowing my parents' lawn, middle of July, 95 degrees. I was in a hurry, going golf in the afternoon. I finished, and I chugged a gallon of water, mm-hmm. it went down. I could feel it went down maybe a little incorrectly. Felt a little something in my chest. And I started hiccuping. I tried to go golfing. Couldn't finish the round. Just sat apart. Got home. They wouldn't stop. As far as going to sleep, I would lay down and I would doze off for 20, 30 minutes. And then something would prompt me to wake up, the hiccups, I guess.
Oh.
And I would hiccup immediately. So this went on for almost 4 days. It started on a Friday. I went to work Monday, very little sleep. Tuesday, I was a zombie. Finally, Wednesday, I went to the doctor, and they gave me a muscle relaxer, and it did its job.
So, wow.
Could you imagine dealing with it for 10 months like Bo Jackson?
Yeah, geez, a simple muscle relaxer. It was a huge pill. It was like a horse pill. And it worked, but I had seen this story before you guys brought it up, and it just brought back crazy memories for me. But I don't know what they're going to do for him.
Some procedure. I mean, I'm sure they did all the other stuff. Laxative, whatever it is. Muscle relaxant.
And it still didn't work for Bo.
Yeah.
Bo doesn't know stopping the hiccups,
here we
clearly.
Go, here we go.
And that's clearly the case.
There's a pun for everything.
In Jefferson Township in Kentland, Indiana, listening on the ESPN Chicago app. Here's Herb on Cap and J Hood. Good morning, Herb. Herb? Herb?
Herb sip. Herb's got the hiccups.
Herb?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I'm here. Are you here?
Yeah, you're
clear. Yeah, I was a long time ago, I was in the service. Hopefully I'm coming through. And my wife had a friend who was Korean, and she taught my wife that in order to get rid of the hiccups, you get a hold of your, it worked on all my kids and me. You find their pulse on there, and you apply pressure. So on the lines of acupuncture, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And a short story, I was in the doctor's office, and this guy comes in, and he is, you know, every 10 seconds. I was like, oh, my God. So he sat down, and I started a conversation with him, and I asked him, I said, how long you had those? He says, I'm going on 4 months. Wow. I said, you're kidding me. He goes, no. He says, I'm here to get, you know, I got to see a doctor. So I said, can I try something on you? He goes, well yeah, I mean, what do you mean? He said, well, you know, go with me. So I got a whole real strong pulse on this guy, and I applied pressure, and we just kind of talked for about 20, 25 seconds, and he realized that his hiccups were gone. And he goes, thanks for saving me a $100 doctor visit. So it was kind of funny that I, you know, and I ran into the guy a couple months after that, and I asked him. He goes, I've been hiccup free since. So, you know, just it's an acupuncture thing, oriental acupuncture. Just basically, you know, everybody says it's air bubbles in your bloodstream. I don't believe that. That's doing it. But whatever it does, if it takes your mind off of it, it's a pressure point.
That's amazing.
I never heard of it being a chronic problem. So that's interesting. But you have to imagine Bo's tried everything, right, to get to this point where he's going through it.
I don't know about the acupuncture, though. Herb's got an old remedy there he comes up with.
Yeah, maybe. But still.
God almighty, that's crazy.
You got to get this. You have to snag the first post-hiccup interview.
I love that. I love to talk to Bo Jackson. Are you kidding me? It's a white whale. I love to talk to Bo Jackson. He's one of the all-time greats.
And now he's got an pretty crazy story to relay once he's passed this.
Might take a while to have the conversation, you know, with all the hiccuping.
Guys, thanks for having me. Let me just tell you what happened to me with the hiccups.
Bo, that's still you? Like, everything's cleared up.
Right. He's doing our promos afterwards.
He's got a smooth voice.
Right.
Oh, man. All right, coming up, we've got the Cap and J-Hood Cut of the Day and some baseball nuggets for you on Cap and J-Hood.
Cap and J-Hood are back.
And you know this. Man,
Chicago's home for sports. ESPN Chicago.
Cap'n Jay Hood on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app. Big day here at ESPN 1000. The NFL and Bears schedule release day. Our coverage starts really, with Black and Abdallah all throughout the day and night right here on ESPN 1000. Now time for the Cap and Jay Hood cut of the day. I didn't call any home runs, but my voice is a little bit tired from yesterday. Well,
you
still
have a long day to come. I asked you about that a few minutes ago.
A little tired. Even though there was no home runs to call, the big win for UIC against Purdue yesterday in baseball. But a little.
You got some wrestling to do. Yeah, got some recaps.
Yeah, Good Karma Wrestling tonight at 6. You could watch it at ESPN 1000 on Twitter. A lot to talk about. WWE's in Puerto Rico. What a great show they had there. And AEW. It was in Detroit last night, so a lot to cover there. Well,
tomorrow,
at 6 o'clock.
I'm in with you tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
And nothing's more enjoyable for the listeners than a guy's first round of golf and then coming in to recap it on the radio. So that's, I'm playing with my son this afternoon. I'll be recapping my first round. It's like listening to someone's fantasy team, right?
It's 7:02.
We're doing my first round of the summer, breaking it down.
The Cap and Jay Cut of the Day is brought to you by Chicago Cut Steakhouse. All right, Jay Moore, what do we have?
Yes,
it's boring, man. But it's a sport.
Oh!
Whatever.
Cut it. It's not boring.
Okay, then you're boring.
All right, cut!
Well, Jalen Carter's getting sued.
I know.
And he was repping Blood Gang in a social media post yesterday, so.
I'm sorry, you doing what?
He was repping Blood Gang. That was the tweet that I read.
Rep your shit!
Oh!
Careful now. Hang on.
I'm not saying it's a win for the Eagles just yet, but if it is, that's a big one.
Jesse was going to run out of here. Be careful now, Jay Moore.
Are we being robbed?
Like, I'll be right back.
he had the Kenny Smith swivel to the chair.
It's a good thing he has his sunglasses on, or we would have seen his eyes bulge.
I have my sunglasses on to hide the shock. Thank you, Kenny Williams.
It's like I saw him reflexively reach for his door lock. He was trying to roll his windows up by reflex.
I did a little second take.
Jay Moore, is all well? All is well?
All is well.
Okay, just checking.
And that's all, folks.
And that is the Jay Hood Cut of the Day, brought to you by Chicago Cut Steakhouse. Yeah, indeed, it was tough to watch the White Sox yesterday. And by the way, no Sox fan can say, oh, you lost to that bad team? Well, it's like two Spider-Man memes looking at each other.
Right.
You can't say the Royals are bad because the Sox only have 13 wins. Can't see he has 11.
Room service
fastballs by Lynn won't get it done.
Oh, my God.
Same thing with Cease a couple of nights ago.
He might be done, for all we know, Lance Lynn, at his advanced age. I read that I think the Royals have like the best offense in May or something. I'm like, what? Really? Well, that's not good for the White Sox. So what's today? Try to split the series, I mean, and move on, I guess. But, they're stuck in neutral.
But again, even with missing players, that's ridiculous.
Oh, yeah. They're a game ahead of Kansas City in the standings. It's absolutely ridiculous. I mean, we'll do a show on this together sometime. Both the Cubs and White Sox should own these divisions. This new schedule is exposing the AL and NL Central because now they can't beat up on each other. They're getting beat up on.
Yeah.
And the Cubs and Sox, the city we're in, should be owning these divisions for years to come. And the Sox are falling flat on their face. The Cubs are trying to come out of a mini rebuild. And they look okay. They look decent, but they're still a game under right now. But you could see the light at the end of the tunnel with the Cubs. The light we're supposed to be at the end of the tunnel with the White Sox. And the train is coming right at them.
Nice job, Cubs, losing 2 out of 3 against a bad Cardinal team.
Yeah, gave them a little life. Yeah, gave them a little life.
That saved Marmol's job, quite frankly. It did. Did
anyone got Joe Madden's number?
It's Jesse Rogers speculating. It'll be on Baseball Tonight. Madden, Cardinals, Link.
I think he'd be a good interim manager somewhere.
I just don't recognize that Cardinal ball club.
No, not the way they're playing.
I don't understand what
their pitching staff is insanely bad. They don't have a starter with an ERA under 4. Not one.
That's unbelievable.
It's all on Wilson. It's all Wilson's fault, though.
We thank you for listening and calling and twitching, and being part of the program here on Cap and Jay Hood. Jesse and I will return tomorrow. Thank you, Shay, and thank you, Jay Moore, on the other side of the glass, and for Jesse and for Cap. This is Jay Hood. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 7 as we talk about a win and a loss and a win and a loss for the Bears in the schedule. So long, everybody. From Chicago.